May mga doktor na, mga nurses, attendants na matay. Sila yung nasawi ang buhay para lang makatulong sa kapwa. Napakaswerte nila. Namatay sila para sa bayan. Yun ang dapat ang rason na bakit tayo mamatay.
That was President Rodrigo Duterte on March 30. The Philippines is 2 months into the coronavirus crisis. On this day, at least 12 doctors have died from the disease. 3 months later, this number has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, over 3,100 doctors have tested positive. Medical frontliners are at the heart of this health crisis. Day in, day out, they do the work everyone is afraid to do. I'm Pia Renada, a reporter for Rappler. This is episode 1 of Seat of Power, a Rappler podcast about the Duterte presidency and its impact on Filipinos. I'm about to interview a COVID-19 ward doctor at a public hospital about his assessment of how Duterte handled the pandemic. It's the biggest crisis to hit his presidency, and one he'll be judged for in the years to come. The doctor requested to stay anonymous because of the sensitive nature of his work. Listen. We want to talk about your experience in the front lines of this coronavirus crisis. Siguro, ano muna, we want to ask you, kamusta ka? Like, right now, ano yung state? What are you doing? What are you busy in the hospital with? And how has life been the past few weeks for you?
Sobrang daming anxiety because in medicine, we're used to knowing what we're facing. You know until when you're gonna give a drug, you know when you can send home a patient. Pag dumating yung patient sa'yo, you have a list of the things to do. Medyo tekahon, titawag namin. And then, you adjust na lang your management depending on yung unique aspects na meron sa patients. Pero iba to eh because hindi ganun karami yung literature about the treatment. So yun pa lang, we don't know kung hanggang kailan namin to haharapin. We go day in, day out. We get our schedules adjusted almost on a weekly basis. So pati yun, wala kaming assurance. Kasi nagbabago lahat depende dun sa number ng cases. So hindi ka makapagplano. The best thing na lang na gawin mo ay one day at a time, hoping na it will get better.
Pwede mong ikwento sa amin yung start ng pandemic nung wala pang alam na about this coronavirus, tapos biglang you started hearing about this new virus, tapos nag-progress na yung pandemic and nagka-lockdown and everything until up to this point of today na we're in the middle of the crisis and nag-ease down na yung measures. Pwede mo ikwento yung journey mo from first finding out about this crisis to now. Paano nagbago yung buhay mo?
January, February pa lang naririnig na natin tong virus na to eh. And although I would like, ayoko i-question yung authorities. Pero I admit, iniisip ko, February pa lang na, what if andito na pala, hindi lang natin alam. Wala pa kaming PPE noon. Meron lang kami mask or N95. Kapag kaharap kami sa mga patients na feeling namin, like, if we see patients with tuberculosis, naka N95 kami. Kung hindi, admittedly, hindi kami nagsusuot ng ganong level ng mask. Pero iniisip ko na noon, hala, paano kung itong pasyente pala na ito meron? Paano kung napoprotektahan yung sarili ko? Pero, nung nag-start na mag-lockdown, I admit, doon din tumaas yung level ng anxiety. Kasi, kumbaga, lumabas na talaga na, okay, nandito na yung virus. Like, officially, nandito na yung virus. Officially, kailangan mo na protektahan yung sarili mo. Tapos, hindi kami trained for this. Nakikita na namin to sa libro. Siguro, aaralin namin sa med school 1 or 2 sessions about it. Nakikita namin yung picture. Pero, even then, wala kaming parang workshop na how to wear a PPE. Kung meron man, siguro sobrang konti ng med school na gumagawa nun. I guess kailangan na natin gawin ngayon sa future. Pero ako, never gonna experience yon. So parang, pag ang daming information na dumadating, tapos hindi mo na alam kung ano talaga yung nakikita mo na pasyente, nakita mo yung hospital na nagbabago. Lahat on guard. Lahat nag-a-adjust, nagbago lahat. Lahat ng schedule nyo, paano ko humarap sa patient, lahat kayo nag-a-anticipate. Kailan ako unang makakahawak ng patient na may COVID? Handa ba ako? Handa ba yung katawan ko? Yun yung iniisip namin noon. Yun yung March. April, June, sobrang praning mo pa na haharap ka sa pasyente, hala, kasha ba, okay ba tong face shield na gamit ko? Kasi magsaswab ka, maubuhan ka. Okay ba to? Parang sapat ba talaga to? Kahit alam mo yung, yun yung pangit sa anxiety eh. Kahit alam mo, kahit nabasa mo, kahit may evidence, parang mapapraning ka pa rin na, sapat ba talaga to? Kaya ba talaga to? Even though at the back of your head, like, alam mo naman na, okay, ginagawa mo lahat, pero hindi mawala sa'yo yung fear. And then weeks into seeing patients from, grabe yung range eh, from very asymptomatic patients to patients na comatose na dahil ang lala na ng respiratory failure nila, parang masasabi mo na, it's not that bad kasi naka-PPE ka. Kaya siya. Andun yung fear, pero mas sanay ka na. Mas sanay ka na gumalaw na naka-PPE. Hindi siya ganun kadali. And then, tumataas pa rin yung cases, yung quarantine, nalilift, mas maraming taong lumalabas, iisipin mo, handa ba talaga tayo? Alam kong lahat tayo burden, pero kung frontliner ka, mas mataas yung burden din sa'yo. Kasi kung tumaas na naman yung mga kaso, mas magiging at risk ka na naman. And ngayon, tumitingin ka na rin ng mga pasyenteng walang COVID or akala mo walang COVID tapos biglang magpa-positive pala. Iniisip ko na nga ngayon, mas okay na naka-PPE ka kaysa wala eh, kahit mahirap kumilos para sure. So, babalik na naman yung fear mo nung una na unprepared ka na naman, baka one of these days mahawa ka na naman. So, yun yung nararamdaman ko ngayon na lift yung quarantine. Ang dami talaga tao sa labas ngayon. False sense of security ba to? Or talagang nag-i-improve tayo? Hindi ko rin talaga masabi.
Na-mention mo yung PPEs and kung gaano siya ka-importante dun sa para sa frontliners. So, nung Feb, when you started hearing about the virus and may worries ka na how to protect yourself, how do doctors protect themselves, at what point nagkaroon ng actual good quality PPEs? And do you think masyado nang late or it could have been sent earlier? Anong take mo dun sa issues of PPEs?
Nakikita ko sa ibang ospital, kasi like, lahat naman tayo online, tapos makikita mo na yung mga ibang doktor, plastic bag yung sinusuot, mga nurse na kung ano-ano na lang yung ginagawa na lang ng paraan. Yun yung mahirap kasi colleagues mo mga to eh. At parehas lang kayo ng mga pasyente na tinitingnan, pero bakit wala sila? Parang yun yung mahirap i-accept. Personal experience ko, never ako nakakita ng pasyenteng may COVID na walang PPE, but that doesn't mean na okay na yung situation because we have seen frontliners na ginagawa nila ng paraan. Of course, yun yung sa start. Eventually, ang dami kasi nag-step up. Yung government, yung mga taong like nagdo-donate lang ng kusa. Eventually naman na fulfill or na fill up din natin yung need for the PPEs. But babalik ka pa rin sa simula eh. Disaster preparedness kasi yung pinag-uusapan natin. I don't think we were that prepared. And in fairness naman, sa lahat naman ng bansa, I don't think anyone's prepared for this level of pandemic. But I think lang that we should have acted sooner.
In what
mas
sense?
Mas napapad earlier. February pa lang, people were demanding for a lockdown. Pero we had other priorities. I guess that's how I can say it. Sana mas nakinig sa mga tao. I think yun yung ano natin, first mistake natin. We should have accepted that things were going down the drain sooner. Siguro kung tama yung naging decisions natin sa start and hindi tayo masyado naghabol, baka iba yung status natin ngayon.
Actually, yung ibang experts who were trying to evaluate the responses of other governments sa coronavirus crisis was saying na isa sa mga pinaka-importanting decisions ng mga bansa was when to impose travel restrictions, yung bawal, yung hindi na pwede mag-accept ng travelers from China, from countries na may coronavirus. Do you think we acted quick enough with our own travel ban?
Honestly, and I'm not saying this as a frontliner, I'm saying this as a regular person. I think medyo obvious naman that we acted late. We should have acted sooner. People are demanding for it sooner. Pero yun nga, iba yung priorities ng gumagawa ng policies. Kung bibigyan mo sila ng benefit of the doubt, I think dinowngrade lang talaga nilang issue. Siguro hindi nila in-expect that ganito magiging situation natin. Hindi sila masyadong naniwala sa threat ng virus. I think yun yung pinaka-issue. Again, kung if we acted sooner, I think sobrang iba ang picture ng data natin ngayon.
Mm-hmm. Kasi actually, yung past few days, I've spent reading yung mga resolutions ng task force, yung IATF-EID. So, I read from yung resolution number 1 hanggang ngayon, mga 47 na. Yung na-observe ko dun sa aking pagbabasa is parang yung early resolutions natin from 1 to around 11, they were focused mainly on parang how do we handle travelers from abroad coming here. So, nabasa ko na walang anything about stockpiling PPEs or readying testing centers or isolation facilities. So, yun, medyo isang finding ko yun na in my head, what if early on pa lang na-discuss yung mga bagay na to?
Agree. Disaster preparedness talaga siya. Of course, it's unfair to say na hindi kayo prepared for this. Because again, I don't think anyone is prepared for this. But hindi masyado, parang they could have done more, I think, in my personal opinion. Alam kong wala tayong funds, lalo na in the beginning. Ngayon, hindi ko na masabi kasi marami na tayong pinagkukuhanan ng funds as reported by the president himself. Masyado tayong nag-focus sa certain aspects when ang pandemic, marami siyang factors. I wouldn't want to impose like what I want sa task force because I'm sure knowledgeable sila sa ginagawa nila. And I wouldn't want to say that, you know, dapat ganito, ganyan. But, you know, as a concerned citizen like you, parang may isip mo, parang nag-focus tayo sa certain things and hindi tayo masyado nag-focus, like you said nga, in testing. Like, even up to now, hindi pa natin, months into the pandemic, hindi pa natin na ma-maximize yung capabilities ng centers natin. So, isip mo, bakit ganun yung nangyayari? We have had months to fix this. Yung travel restrictions, although it happened, it came in late. Yung PPE, yun nga, initially, there were problems.
Aside from the late travel restrictions and yung late action on PPEs testing and isolation centers, where else do you think we could have done better?
Manpower. Initially, I think they were looking for volunteers for the COVID centers. And honestly, it's kind of, and I think they know from how people reacted to it, it's kind of insulting to ask for volunteers when you're asking these volunteers to sacrifice their safety, their lives. Parang, bakit hindi makapag allot ng funds para bigyan ng tamang sweldo, hazard pay, yung mga taong kinukuha nyo as volunteers. I think meron naman dati, but honestly, it's not enough. And people would say na parang, but you know, you signed up for this. Parang nag-doktor ka, nag-nurse ka. You're here to serve people. Yes, kaya nga nandito kami. Pero kailangan, like, alam mo yon, parang buhay pa rin namin to. May mga pinapakain kami mga tao. Hindi to parang ordinaryo lang na isang beses ka lang pupunta dyan, okay lang yun. Even then nga, kahit yun nga, dapat properly compensated ka. Buhay namin to. And kung sasabihin na, mag-volunteer ka, parang, alam mo yung parang pwede ka lang itapon. Parang ganun yung pakiramdam. Na, kung may mangyari sa'yo, sorry. Kung wala, edi okay, hero ka. Parang yun. Sa totoo lang, I would rather na makompensate ng maayos kaysa matawag na hero. Kasi I will do my job. This is what I signed up for. The government must do its job as well. And that includes proper compensation. Hindi mo pwedeng gamitin yung pagiging hero ko para hindi gawin yung trabaho mo. Yun yung impact sa akin noon. And in fairness to the people who looked for volunteers, they have changed naman. And I have met yung volunteers na tinatawag who are properly compensated naman. So that's good. They listen. Pero we can't afford to make mistakes like this kasi nakakababa siya ng moral as a frontliner. Like kung hindi yan nagpumutok sa social media, ano na lang yung, paano na lang yung buhay ng volunteers ito? And to be honest, may mag-volunteer ba?
In terms of testing, it was only later on na nag-assign talaga yung government ng testing czar, si Vince Dizon. And some people were thinking, dahil ngayon lang na-appoint yung itong testing czar, does that mean walang direction yung testing natin the month before? As a frontliner and doctor working on these patients, what did you think of the testing strategy?
Initially, I think it was based on the surveillance system by WHO where you look for patients with severe infections, tapos dun ka magko-contact tracing. I think that's how we started with contact tracing and testing. I can't say, because I have no data, whether it's enough. But at the back of my mind, iniisip ko na, I think meron ng community transmission. I think we're missing on cases. Given yung population natin, yung density natin sa NCR, enough ba talaga na yung ito lang yung tinetest natin? Although, of course, they would say, ito yung may severe infection, ito yung mga na-expose sa kanya. But then, we already have data that there are asymptomatic patients, patients with mild cases. And on experience, ang mga Pilipino, hindi yan pupunta agad sa hospital. Matiisin tayo, kahit hindi COVID. Pasyente mo, laging sumasakit yung puso, pupunta sa'yo after 2 years kasi parang kailangan ng clearance sa work. Yun yung rason, hindi dahil... Kasi mahirap eh, gastos yan, meron kang ibang priority sa buhay. Mga pasyenteng may diabetes na nagsusugat na yung paa isang taon, pupunta sa'yo, amputate mo na. How can we say na walang ganong patient sa COVID na ubo lang to, konting lagnat lang to, bakit ako magpapa-test? And I think may mga hindi tayo na-catch na ganon. I think, again, hindi mali yung ginawa na strategy in the first place. And I wouldn't say na mali yon. I just think kulang. I think naging lax tayo in terms of testing. Siguro dapat mas naging agit tayo sa... Kasi, gets mo yun, parang limited yung funds mo. So, limited yung testing strategy na magagawa mo. Kung konti yung funds mo and cost konti yung testing centers mo, it's so understandable na hahanapin mo yung severe cases and magko-contact tracing ka around that person na may severe case. It makes sense given the limitations. So, dapat early on, we address the limitations. Tinaas yung testing center, tinaas yung capacity natin.
Something that we've also been seeing during this pandemic is yung mga public speeches ni Duterte, 'di ba? For a while, halos every day nagkaka late night press con siya. Tapos ina-announce yung mga new rules or minsan parang parang marami lang siyang sinasabi about the pandemic and yung mga thoughts niya. As a frontliner in the hospitals, I'm sure you've heard of these speeches or you know na mangyayari siya. Ano yung feeling mo or ano yung thoughts mo dun sa sinasabi niya during these times?
At one point, I would really stay up late para panoorin ng live. And then eventually, hinihintay ko na lang yung summary ng mga tao. Kasi minsan parang wala akong nakukuha. Parang minsan, ano ba talaga yung sinabi niya? Eventually nga, di ba parang tinitape na lang yun tapos ikakot na lang. I think in purpose kasi nga minsan kung saan na lang napupunta. Pero kahit tape, parang isipin mo pa rin, okay, so ano ba talagang updates? Ano ba talagang nangyari? And then, the next day, mag-release na lang yung Malacanang ng important details na hindi nasabi sa speech. So, aminin na natin, yung mga speech na yun, they could improve. They could, kasi parang ang hirap. For example, pinanood ko dati yung speech niya, tapos same day, lumabas yung speech ng Prime Minister ng Singapore, tapos parang isipin ko, sana ganun din. Sana ganun din ka may direction, walang masyadong politicking, walang away-away na, alam mo yun, mga minsan, mga ad hominem pa na sasabihin na really, ito ba yung gusto kong marinig during the pandemic? Parang, imbes na magkaroon ka ng, aminin natin, our nation is so divided politically. Ito yung pagkakataon to unite everyone, but it's not happening. Kahit ay common goal lang eh. Kahit hindi mo naman maging best friend yung kapitbahay mong iba yung political ideology sa'yo eh. Pero like, magka-common goal ka lang. Hindi yun nangyayari kasi even yung speeches, may away na nangyayari, may parinigan. So parang, I wanna hear about the cases. I wanna hear about your plans. I wanna hear about our direction sa nation. And minsan, or mas madalas kaysa minsan, hindi yun yung nangyayari. So ako personally, hinihintay ko na lang yung summary ng speeches para mas piliin ko na lang kasi minsan parang sasayang yung oras.
Meron ka bang government figure na for you nagiging yung source of direction or inspiration of this whole effort?
Dalawa yung naiisip ko, and I'm sure maraming, kung may mga kakarinig na to, may mga haters sila. Si Lenny Robredo and si Vico Sotto.
Bakit
I
sila?
Think si Lenny Robredo, alam natin kung gaano ka-limited yung capabilities, yung capacity niya as a vice president. Si Lenny Robredo, limited yung resources niya. Pero nung nag-start magkaroon ng lockdown and nawalan ng transportation, siya yung isa sa mga nauna na nag-provide ng transportation sa frontliner. Nakapag-provide siya ng PPE sa maraming tao. Recently, I forgot what hospital that is. Nakapagbigay siya ng space where frontliners could stay. So, nagagawa niya ng paraan yung mga naging problema dahil sa mga policy na hindi masyado napag-isipan. Meron siyang goal and nagagawa niya yun ng paraan. Given na limited nga yung capacity niya as a vice president. Of course, vice president siya, marami siyang resources. But, you know, compared to the president, mas marami siyang nasosolusyonan. And I really don't understand the hate that she gets because she really gets the job done. Next, si Vico Sotto. Kasi alam niya kung kanino siya nagsaserve. Ganun, I think yun na yung summary for Vico Sotto. Kilala niya kung sino yung constituents niya. Alam niya yung problema nila at nasusolusyonan niya.
Si Duterte kasi was elected on the promise of decisive leadership since mayor siya before, and yun nga, very iron-fisted yung kanyang selling point, diba, na he will act fast and he will use the law to protect the people. Do you think that yung brand niya of leadership helped the government in responding to this crisis? Or you think the opposite? I mean, how do you think na-affect ng kanyang brand of leadership and governance yung response ng bansa natin to this crisis?
Short answer is, hindi nakatulong. Long answer is, again, it's unfair to ask of any leader na bakit hindi ka prepared for this pandemic. Because again, no one has experienced this. Ganito ka massive na health issue. Pero ang masasabi mo kasi is how the government responds to issues. Ano yung priorities natin? And dun, like, kung hindi ka prepared for this, I would really understand. Even health frontliners aren't prepared for this. Hindi namin alam kung paano to i-treat. We would base our decisions on ongoing clinical trials and talk to patients na wala pa talagang proof to, but may konting evidence. So, unfair para sabihin sa'yo, hindi ka prepared, hindi ka magaling. That's very understandable. Now, the issue is how did you respond to the issues? And ang problema ay, at some point in time, mapapaisip ka kung COVID pa ba yung priority niya. And doon ako, doon sa akin ang gagaling yung answer ko na he could have done much, much better. Kasi ang dami nating distractions. And I think people are more lax now because hindi na i-impose sa kanila yung gaano kabigat na meron pa tayong pandemic. I think people are forgetting about it because we don't talk about it enough. The government doesn't talk about it enough. I think yun, it's more of the response than the initial action where I find rooms for improvement.
When you say distractions, what did you mean?
Sobrang dami. For example, ABS-CBN shutdown. Yung mga, itong issue kay Maria Ressa. Parang, I understand why kailangan to, I mean, alam mo yun, tuloy yung buhay, tuloy yung laws na kailangan i-implement. Pero there is just something so, ang hirap sagutin nito kasi, do we really have proof na may distractions? Pero kasi kung nagsusunod-sunod na parang yung major news ay wala lang kinalaman sa pandemic, parang iisipin mo, priority pa ba to? Nadi-distract ba tayo? I can't say if these distractions are, paano ba to? Kung sinadya o hindi.
Do you think this pandemic has revealed anything about our government?
To a lot of people, yes. Sa akin, no. Because, again, nakita na natin to eh sa mga bagay na wala namang kinalaman sa COVID, yung priorities, yung politicking, yung mga ad hominem na attacks. Marami na tayong nakitang ganito eh. And in fairness, a lot of people, parang ito yung ano nila, ito yung wake up call nila na parang malaki pala yung room for improvement natin. But merong meme sa Twitter that's very applicable dito. Disappointed but not surprised. Ako, I try to remain optimistic na hopefully things change. Ayun. Ako, parang, I'm gonna be honest, disappointed ako, but I try, emphasis on try, I try to remain optimistic because we have to be united pa rin, I think, in terms of getting over this pandemic. Mm-hmm.
If you could talk to Duterte now, what would you tell him about what's going on the ground, or even if you have any advice for him? Ano yung pinaka masasabi mo sa kanya now?
Kasi kung 2 months before, marami akong masasabi. Ngayon kasi, nagkakaroon na tayo ng nasa-solve na yung mga initial issues natin from before. So, kung ngayon ko siya mamimit, admittedly, mas konti yung masasabi ko sa kanya 2-3 months ago na sobrang walang clear goal, or relatively, hindi ganun ka-clear yung goal natin. So ngayon, I think, ang masasabi ko lang sa kanya is to focus. Focus on the issues that are pressing. We have a pandemic and hindi to aalis in just... We can't just wait for a vaccine. I think yun yung hinihintay kasi natin. I think yun yung sinasabi niya na parang this won't be over unless magkaroon ng vaccine. Because na-prove na ng ibang bansa that they could do without a vaccine. Hindi naman na-limit sa Philippines yung kawalan ng vaccine. Global naman na walang vaccine. But they are doing so well. And I think that he just has to focus on the problem and not wait for that.
Thank you so much for the insights. I think interesting talaga to see it from your eyes kasi on the ground nakita mo yung how nagpa-play out yung crisis.
Thanks for listening. I'm Pia Renada. Listen to Rappler's podcast on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.